pouco importa a razão da verdade que impede a felicidade de morar em meu coração. Pouco importa se tudo hoje em dia se baseia na diplomacia que semeia desunião. Se é preciso ouvir toda a gente que só diz aquilo que não sente, que faz pouco da minha aflição. Pouco importa a razão da verdade que impede a felicidade de morar no meu coração. Preciso ouvir toda a gente que só diz aquilo que não sente, que faz pouco da minha aflição. Pouco importa a razão da verdade que impede a felicidade de morar no meu coração. Episode
of the Freedom Fry Hi-Fi, coming to you on Radioactive International, streaming radioactiveinternational.org, and beaming out, transmitted in locations in Dublin. And this week we're going to have a bit of a mellow show, some exotica, some jazz, some classical stuff. It's going to be very mild, so you know, brew yourself a cup of tea or don't know. Roll out the rug and just chillax, because it's going to be that kind of show. Kind of beaten down this week. I know I missed last week. I rescheduled the Sound Mold show. Hoping to get back to a regular weekly schedule, but unfortunately lots of things happening outside in the real world that has to be taken care of, and DJing and making the show. Unfortunately, sometimes it does take a backseat. The hi-fi is a working man. So, let me tell you what you had first. The first you had a tune from Brazil by Mesa, and it was Diplomacia Samba, and she wrote that herself. She was a singer-actress from a quite a wealthy family in Rio de Janeiro, as far as I can gather. Her name was Mesa Figueroa, and she they got married and had a successful pop career against her husband's wishes, so she split from her husband, but they couldn't get divorced because they had no divorce in Brazil back then. Anyway, kind of interesting tidbits I found out about her reading around. on the old interweb. So let's move on, have some music. I'm going to start from Quiet Village here by Mark Denny. And that's, like I said, that's kind of going to be the show, sound of the show this week. Also must go upstairs to that voice you hear in the background. It is my very pleasant child who wants a CD. Thank you. Okay. That was the first set. I'm looking at the monitors here. I'm hoping the levels are going to be okay on broadcast. I really am. Anyway, these are kind of old Liberty and RCA presses, so even though they're pretty hammered from coming out of the dollar bin, they still got a little bit of fight in them. So I'll do my best to get the levels. I really need to upgrade the hi-fi. Badly in need of an upgrade. I am out there looking. Anyone got recommendations for a good workhorse cheap turntable? Please message me. You can find me at Twitter, search for Freedom Fry Hi-Fi, or at the Excavated. Not the Excavated. What was I? What's it called? Oh, it'll come to me in a minute. I have a Facebook page that I seldom use, and that's why I can't think of the name, but I'll have it by the end of the show. But you can find me on Twitter, Freedom Fry Hi-Fi, or you can even comment on this page, and I do get the I do check the messages, but not as often as I should here. But I rarely get them. And then when I do get them, I realize they're a week old. Anyway, enough of my problems. That set there in reverse order, it was Tito Puente from an album that I actually picked up today, Cuban Carnival, for 50 cents in my local record store. And that track was El Agua Chango. Prior to that was Civilization by Sandy Nelson from his LP Compelling Percussion, and it was about the growth of civilization. It's a concept piece played on drum and guitar. Heavy, man. And they said the open set was Stranger in Paradise from the musical Kismet, there performed by Martin Denny. And I think next we're going to have a little something by Traffic.
If I had to take the choice between the deaf man and the blind, I know just where my feet should go, but that's enough for me. I turned around and knocked them down and walked across the sea. Hadn't traveled very far when suddenly I saw three small ships sailing off towards a distant shore. So lighting up a cigarette, I followed in pursuit and found a secret cave where they obviously stashed the loot. Filling up my pockets, feeling stuffed out of my mouth. Found a golden shrine. Laying down my treasure before the iron gate, quickly rang the bell, hoping I hadn't come too late. But someone came along and told me not to waste my time. And when I asked him who he was, he said, just look behind. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, that was quite an extended set. And let me have a recap of what I played for you there before we move on to the next block. We're almost three quarters way through the show, so, you know, we've stuck it in this far. Hang on. You might like the rest of it too. So we had 40,000 Headmen by Traffic. Then Neon Duet by Laurie Anderson from the United States Live 5 LP set. Then after that we had Eric Dolphy doing his version of Duke Ellington's Come Sunday from the Douglas LP Iron Man. And ending out was Journey to the Twin Planet by Jack DeJohnette's Special Edition from the ECM double promo LP Music with 58 Musicians. And I want to stay kind of in a similar vein and, well, and play, you know, I don't think I've ever played any Stravinsky on this show before, so I'm going to play Stravinsky's Symphony of Wind Instruments, and that's performed by the Eastman Wind Ensemble. It comes from a Mercury LP from the mid-70s, that again I picked up in the dollar bin at my local Homeway From Home Hideaway Music in Philadelphia, and they always got some good stuff in the dollar bin. But if you're, well, I guess if you're a listener to this show, chances are you've got eclectic taste, broad taste. So it's one of those spots where I'm always guaranteed to walk out the door with something underneath my arm. Anyway, let's have the Stravinsky piece, and then I guess now I'll be picking my goodbye music. All right. Mellow out. Here it comes. Although it ain't that mellow. Thank you. Ooh, far down the mic there. Okay, that's it. We're at the end of the high five for another week. Once again, thank you for tuning in. And hopefully I will be back next week with another all final show. I'm trying to get my act together during the week, put a little bit more thought. I find if I meditate, not so much make the show thematic, but think about what records I'm going to play, what sequence. So I put that preparation in beforehand. I make it a little bit easier to produce a weekly show that continues to be interesting for me, and hopefully continues to be interesting for you good people who have tuned in. So you can find me on the Twitter, Freedom Fry Hi-Fi, and that's probably the best place to, if you want to follow what I'm doing, or post links and pictures. Like I said, I have a Facebook page, but that page is kind of redundant. Even when I post on it, I don't see the post, so I feel it's a waste of time. Besides, Facebook is getting scary, you know. They're taping your conversations, everything. They're going to get ownership of your family and rename them after products. You don't know that when you agree to, you know, for the new update. Sinister corporation. Anyway, let's get out of here and let's round out. We're going to play Neve Taxim from the LP Oriental Vibrations with Ray Mirajanian and Hazoud and Clarinet. So that'll be the tune side taking out this week. And everyone be safe.